Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Friday's coming. It's inauguration day for President-elect Donald Trump, and we still don't have a nominee for Secretary of Agriculture. There's been some anguish out in farm country, so says Gary Bays, D.C. lawyer, who's outside general counsel for several groups, including the National Association of Wheat Growers and the National Sorghum Producers. He says that Trump owes a debt to rural voters, from among whom he drew very strong support for the election. Rural voters went overwhelmingly for Trump. 27-point margin over Hillary Clinton among voters in rural areas was 7 points better than Mitt Romney's margin over Barack Obama 4 years ago. Many commentators see the election outcome as a result of the larger-than-ever divide between rural and urban America. Rural America would be really disappointed, according to Bays, if Trump is not seen as keeping faith with the agricultural community. They're looking for a strong U.S. Secretary of Agriculture candidate. One name that's been mentioned a lot, and some folks thought he would be named as Secretary of Agriculture, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. The Trump transition team, as of yesterday, did not respond to the latest request for comments from the Atlantic folks and from others as well. A source in Governor Perdue's orbit said he still wants the job, is mystified by the delay in the Trump transition team. Meanwhile, the former Secretary of Agriculture for the Barack Obama administration, Tom Vilsack, it was expected he is now going to be officially joining the U.S. Dairy Export Council. The council announcing yesterday that Vilsack will become its CEO at the beginning of next month. Vilsack's final day at USDA was last week. Vilsack says he looks forward to partnering with the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the ag industry to advance the council's mission and strengthen trust in American dairy. As president and CEO, he'll provide strategic leadership and oversight of the council. While the new Trump administration says they've got a lot of things they want to accomplish in the first 100 days of his presidency, the agricultural community wanting to start to lay the groundwork for a 2018 farm bill this year. Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau says her group at the recent Phoenix Convention set policy that declares they want to move forward with the 2018 Farm Bill debate, and they want to keep the federal farm safety net tied to the nutrition program.
The fact is, especially in the House of Representatives, when you have probably 100 of the 435 members that have zero farmers in their district, there just isn't enough support for an agriculture-only bill. And it's the marriage between farm policy and nutrition that gets both of those bills passed and in good shape.
That link between farm policy and nutrition's been there since the 1970s. Kansas Senator Bob Dole had a hand in putting that together initially. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.